When the final fields are cut, the trucks empty, the bins full, and the combines cleaned out, Kansas wheat farmers breathe a quick sigh of relief that harvest season is complete. But for Kathy Brower, lab manager for GrainCraft's Innovation and Quality Lab, harvest is just the start of her busy season as she takes samples from those farmers and puts them to the test for how wheat will perform in making a consistently good loaf of bread. GrainCraft leads by example through educating their consumers about wheat quality while communicating those needs back to wheat farmers and researchers, said Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, who interviewed Brower on an episode of the organization's Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. GrainCraft is the largest independent flour miller in the United States. The company has long-standing relationships with Kansas Wheat and Kansas State University. So when it came time in 2021 to establish a new laboratory focused on varietal research, there was little doubt an ideal location would be inside the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center on K-State's North Campus. And who better to manage the lab than Brower, the daughter of a fifth-generation wheat farmer and K-State food science graduate with the experience needed to connect the dots between the wheat development by breeding programs, the varieties planted each year, and the final end-use quality of those kernels. Having us here at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, we can bring in various tour groups, even famous football coaches like Bill Snyder, Brower said. I really love making that connection with people. We've even had some of the farmers come in and they've got to see their specific wheat variety baked out in our process. It's a tremendous opportunity to put those connections together. While the lab's work is never truly complete, their new crop testing starts as soon as producers begin wheat harvest. In mid-June, a company courier starts collecting samples from throughout the region, which are brought into the lab and tested. Mills, breeding programs, and even individual farmers also send in samples. With kernels in hand, testing begins in the GrainCraft's laboratory milling facility, where kernels are tempered, cleaned, processed, and ground. The resulting flour moves into the company's flour analysis lab. Grain samples are run through near-infrared imaging, which measures both protein content and initial moisture ash, a common quality factor requested by millers. After initial testing, it is time to make some bread dough. Using a farinograph, the flour is mixed with water. The machine then turns the paddles and the resulting mixture generates torque against those paddles, which measures water absorption and helps determine peak development time. After flour analysis, a sponge and dough process is used to test how the flour will turn into bread. After the sponge is tested, it is time to add back the remaining 30% of the flour and shortening, sugar, and salt to bring that back as the final dough. Then it is time to make the loaf of bread. Once the loaves are fully baked, they are cooked overnight and evaluated the next morning. That evaluation includes measuring loaf volume and then slicing the bread to look at the texture of the crumb, important determinants of flour strength, and how well it would perform in a commercial setting. This whole process is repeated with every sample that comes into the lab, about 1,300 samples last year. The lab shares the results with the mills as far away as Los Angeles, the Kansas farmers who sent in samples, and university programs like K-State. The participation of wheat breeders is essential, especially since GrainCraft runs a preferred variety program for farmers. Learn more about Brower, the GrainCraft Innovation and Quality Lab, and the importance of protein quality in the featured episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.